Hello, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Pixel Productions podcast.
In this Just Chat, we will be talking about what a DLC is. If you're new to this podcast, I'm Hiram, the co-host.
I'm Sam, the host.
And I'm Esther, a guest on this podcast.
Before we start, you can visit our website in the description to find all the platforms we are on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, you can support us by leaving a friendly review.
Let's get started on what is a DLC.
A DLC, or downloadable content, what word?
Oh. That's what it stands for.
That's weird. Why did they put that one?
Because downloadable content.
Okay, so That is an additional upgrade that adds new features to an already published game. Often it costs money, but in some cases it comes in free updates. DLC content can range from new items, game modes, or enemies to even a new story mode or character. A new story mode, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well-known DLCs include the Octo expansion for Splatoon 2, the Booster Course Pass for Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, the Happy Home Paradise DLC for Animal Crossing New Horizons, and many of the DLC characters for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
The Dreamcast 1998 Sega console was the first home console to support DLC. Although the memory card were so small that it could only fit a limited amount. Later, Microsoft popularized the idea with the Xbox.
So Sega console 1998, and eventually it evolved into a bit of a better way when Microsoft popularized the idea with the Xbox. The Xbox had a greater memory card. I mean, it wasn't too much bigger, but it was a little bit bigger, and so they could be able to...
They are really small.
Fit it in. Many of the Xbox Live titles used a DLC, and all except for Microsoft's games were available for free. Later in 2005, the Xbox 360 used DLC, but in a different way. The game split the DLCs into smaller sections of content that were cheaper, so players could pick and choose certain pieces of content they would like to buy, and they wouldn't, like, buy an entirely new game for the price of an entirely new game, and they only wanted, like, some parts of it, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so Microsoft was also used a digital currency known as Microsoft Points that could be used to buy games and DLCs for those games. The DLC idea eventually evolved what it is today through many different consoles, companies, and games.
That's all for this Jessica Chat. If you have any feedback, you can tell us in a Spotify question or leave it in an Apple Podcast review.
You can find our website and email in the description of this episode.
You guys can also hop over to our website, like Hiram just said, but recently we've been changing it. Not like recently, but like this last couple of months, we've done a little bit of changing, and it looks pretty cool. Thanks for listening to this Just Chat. We'll see you guys in the next episode of the Pixel Productions podcast.